join me for a journey that will change your life. Few have gone, and few have returned the same. Many who enter have changed and are made new. Are you ready? If you accept this challenge, get ready. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another exciting episode of Faith Walk. Just wanted to play around with an intro to see if you liked it. If you did, give it a thumbs up, a 5-star rating, comment, do whatever you got to do to let me know that you liked it. I hope you enjoy this message coming to you. Thank you and God bless.
Just a short little message. I've just been really being convicted here shortly. I know it's been a while since I've put anything out onto my channel. And I've been struggling, and I haven't been connected with God like I should have been. But besides the point, I've had to relearn who Jesus was, who Jesus is. Jesus is love. And that's what I want to come on here and tell you. It's just going to be real short. Maybe a minute or two. But Jesus loves you. There's nothing else to really say other than Jesus loves you. And I've challenged myself, and I'm putting myself out there with this, that this whole entire week, up till Saturday night anyway, that I'm going to fast and seek, just fully seek Jesus. Have that encounter with him. And I can't wait to see what comes of it. And I tell you what, it's going to be an amazing experience, and I don't know what's going on with you or within your family or somebody that you know, but reach out to them. Tell them Jesus loves them. Pray for them. Pray for them. Prayer is powerful. And right now, I just want to pray for anybody listening that just needs something in their life healed or a miracle. So, Father God, whatever it is that is going on in this person's life, Father God, from back pain, neck pain, cancer, whatever is going on in their life right now, God, they are healed. In Jesus Christ's name, they are healed. Everything is being made new. Everything is being restored. Discs are being placed back into the proper alignment, Father God, in people's backs. Tumors are shrinking. Cancer is eliminated, Father God. Nothing is too big for you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray this. And with 100% faith, I know you'll do it. So with everything I have, Father God, thank you. Thank you for the healing that you provide us. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name. I just want to thank you for just listening to this. I know it's short and brief, and that's okay. Like I learned today, you don't have to give a 5-point sermon to reach people. Main thing I wanted to do, get on here, is just to say Jesus loves you. I love you. and thank you so much. Thank you for everything, Jesus. Thank you. And for those of you listening, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting this channel. If you want to leave a rating, you don't have to leave a 5-star. You can leave a 1-star. But ratings are important to help get the message out there. So the more you rate, the more you comment, the more it's going to get exposed. And the love of Jesus Christ is going to be put out there. So I do always put in an opportunity at the end of my segments, at the end of my channels, at the end of the podcast. Sorry, tongue tied. That if you want to get saved and ask Jesus into your heart, you can do it. You can pray with me at the end of the segment, or you can pray your own prayer. Just ask Jesus into your heart. I promise you, it's not anything that you'll regret. You have nothing to lose. Thank you so much, everybody. I hope you like that new intro, too, by the way. Just playing around with it. But Jesus loves you. Thank you so much. God bless. Good night. Good morning. Good afternoon. Whatever time you're listening to this. Have a great day. If you listen this far, I want to thank you for taking the time to do so and listen to the podcast. As I said at the end of that first segment there, that I was going to give you the opportunity to accept God into your heart, Jesus into your heart. Let him walk in and fellowship with you. So if you haven't, I believe that if you pray this prayer, and everybody has their own way of saying it when they ask you to repeat it, but if you pray this prayer, I believe you've been saved, and I believe your journey with God, even though it's just begun, is fixing to be a great one. It's going to be hard, but it's going to be great. So if you'll just pray this prayer, Father God, I ask your Son to come into my heart, and I'm confessing with my mouth, and I believe in the Bible, everything that is said to be true. And I look to you and I ask for your forgiveness. And I ask you to save me. I'm a sinner. And I'm just asking you, Father, to save me. I believe that you had me covered, or have me covered. I believe that you have me covered. Because your Son died on that cross that day, and he gave his life up for me. And I believe in you, and I want to fellowship with you for eternity. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen. And if you prayed that prayer, or if you didn't like the way I prayed that, and you want to pray it a different way, or however you want to pray, all you got to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. And understand that he died on the cross to cover you. And I believe if you just pray in your own way, you don't have to use my way. You don't have to use anybody else's way. You can pray your own way. And just ask him to forgive you. I'll tell you what, your sins were covered the day he died on that cross. And if you're new to Jesus in the Bible, and as you study the Bible, you'll learn about the prodigal son. You might be male, you might be female. Even females can be a prodigal son. But he's standing there with his arms wide open, saying, "Welcome home, my child. Welcome home." And they say, not even one person coming to Christ or coming to know Jesus. There's basically a gigantic party thrown in heaven in your honor that you've come home like the prodigal son did. Like I said, I believe if you prayed that prayer or you prayed it a different way in your own way, that you're saved. And my prayer for you is that you take the next step in faith. You find you a good Bible-based church. It can be big city church that's Bible-based, or it can be a small country church like I attend. And you'll know when you walk in and you sit down for that sermon, if that's that church for you. Sometimes it might take you multiple churches, but you will find your home in a church. And it's good to fellowship with those people that you choose for it to be your home, because they are your family and they're going to support you and uplift you. And I truly believe in the church family. And I'm not exactly sure what else to say other than I thank you for joining me at the end of this segment. And I'm sorry it ran a little longer than what I thought it would, but God just put that on my heart, so I had to say it. But anyway, good morning, good night, good afternoon, whatever time you're listening to this. I hope you have a wonderful whatever time it is. Remember, Jesus has you covered. And God bless.